Alle Pergimmel ist das Sigur auf die Stadler Tochen. If every time some Hashem, and we need Hashem, what do we need this for? So everybody was in the yesterday. I highly recommend anyone who's married to go on those seminars that he's doing. If you can manage to pull it off, I'm trying very hard to pull it off as well. The logistics are quite frightening. Yeah, they've got babysitters, whatever. Find them and speak to them. They're pretty flexible. Yeah. So we saw the Balchemus Halavadus, Eli Shtadlis Moel, Eli Shtadlis Mukhrach. Hishtadlis doesn't do anything that you're a chiyuv to do Hishtadlis. So we're busy trying to understand what this means, right? But that's the sugya we're busy with. Hishtadlis Einu Moel, Eli Shtadlis Mukhrach. That's the sugya. So in the second paragraph, Dovazze Amulei Dimitashas Haman. Shebokosu, we learned the sugya from Pashas Haman. Not Haman, Haman, from the manna that fell from heaven. The Yamdu, the Omer, the Lo Adik, Hamar, the Might, Lo Achsid, Ish, the Fiochle, Lochtes. Nobody got more, and nobody got less, no matter how much you took, no matter how much you didn't take, and then everybody got what they needed to eat. You took a bucket load, you got left with a bread roll. If you took half a bread roll, you had left with a bread roll. Whatever you took, whatever status you made no difference. You ate what you got. Now you ate what you needed. Isla fi ochle lakta. Bisaf aman lo ilu la'af echad hishtadlusa. The hishtadlus didn't help anybody. Masha ningza la v'kama shruchan avorim shemayim. That which is prepared for him from shemayim. Kach bidyuk naisa v'kailov. That which is left in his vessel. Masha tarich lais la'adam yishaloi. What a person needs, that's what he'll get. Even if you'll be matzliach to collect a lot more, you'll be left with what was determined in Shemayim. He'll make an extra 50 grand this year, I promise you something will break. It'll have to fix. That's the way it works. You can't make extra money. I have a friend who said, my daughter's only going to send money, needed an extra 1800 shekels a month. I don't know, I'm not getting 1800 shekels a month. I'm living on a breaking cradle, living on a bed pile. His daughter went to Sam, she's married to that Bukhar Shem. She said, she stopped in a Sam, so she'll make 1800 shekels a month extra. So I never had 1800 shekels a month extra either. Whatever you need, you get. If you need an extra 1,000 shekels, and you make an extra 2,000 shekels, 1,000 shekels will find a way somewhere, I don't know, the receiver of heaven, whatever, someone will, like one of those jobs. Yeah, you'll have to change the tires on the car. Something's going to happen to make sure at the end of the day you don't get any more as what just happened there. The word is to get into the month. You can sometimes get more, but at the end of the day you won't be able to use it. You'll lose it. That's what happened, yeah. They'll fill up their pockets by the time they got home. They had exactly in the bus of what they did. Some expense will come. Well, let's not get into all the practice here. That's personal silence you have to ask. What about insurance policies? What about this? What about that? I don't know. What happens if you use the money that was allocated for food, for shoes that you didn't need? You're going to be hungry. It's simple. Yep.
Huh?
Just
don't line them up.
Don't line them up. It's a muscle. What a guy when he went out with a 20 kilo truck. 20 tons of truck and he filled it up with mom. By the time he got home, there was a $20 of mom in the truck. The same 2 years, you've got to make $1 million. By the time you get home, there's $20,000 in your pocket. What happened to that other money? What happened to the mom? It melted. Now they lined up. Yo. Whether it got melted by the sun or got melted by the washing machine repair man, got melted. I see the washing machine breaks down, that's a money question. It's also the kircha, it's also this, there's many, many cheshboida. It's also taking away tzar from your foot was supposed to get hurt, and I said, I'll take your washing machine instead. Yeah, there's multiple complex gazelas and different animals of mine. I don't know, but for the purposes of this, your shaggers doesn't give you more food. That's clear. What was greater for you, that's what you're going to get, is only going to do the change. Almost not to do the change. Gam imu matzliach la'asof kamut kadoyle yoyse, even if you'll be matzliach to connect more, tishas ha'raka kamut she'niktav lo mishamad, you'll be left with that which was fixed for him in Shemaim. Lo toiloi kol tachbule la'asig es ma she'enim moed loy. It's a waste of time, and it doesn't help at all, to go after things that haven't been allocated to you. What wasn't meant for you, you're not going to get. The car that your neighbor's got that you suggested he wants, if you haven't got it, it means you don't need it. It's also Lance's famous marshal, because I've had to it. It's like wanting somebody else's glass prescription. Not my thing for you. Bale Musa de Nevadok, I am a suffering supreme. The Chakim Alinsa Kafri Evyain, Shahantin, the Kilian and Naim, Samuch the Chaga Pesach, the Dovish Machalek is Divra Ador. The Bale Musa of the Vardok used to tell the story of this simple villager who used to wait with waiting expression next to a close to Pesach when the postman used to come and give out the post. Mitech Tikva Shemen Niska by Yedid or Ben Mishpocha. Maybe some distant relative or whatever would remember him. Some relative would send him a bit of money for his Pesach needs. After waiting on time, he sees the dover, the postman coming. Yeah? The shocker, and he... He sees an envelope in the bag as he gets closer, and he thinks this looks mamash like it's for me. Runs away from the place with this envelope that doesn't have his name on it. The policeman understands what's happened. He comes to arrest him and takes him away for stealing from the postman. Correct? Is that what he's saying? Yeah, copy what he's saying.
He took the envelope and it was addressed to him,
He
stole his own envelope.
Right. He stole his own envelope, so he went to jail. Because why are you stealing something that belongs to you?
I think he's too early.
The policeman saw this car stealing a letter out of the postman's bag. And the Wendy took him and he put him in jail. The loch of the muscle, he put him in the bag. Loyal, a cold timer, a seven of the nation. It's not going to help him. All the timers that I took my own. The Bale Musa guy learned that even somebody goes and steals, he's not going to get anything more than was officially set up for him originally. I mean, you might think that, you know, hey, listen, you can understand a guy steals, he's got money, he's got to steal, what can you do? If he stole and he got that money was meant for him, which means he would have got it legally anyway. You're not going to get anything more. It was due to even by doing. Obviously, you're not gonna benefit by doing something that Hashem doesn't want. How are you gonna make more money by going to negative odds in the ship?
Yeah,
you got it anyway, and I'll end up in jail. Yeah, it's a very important lesson if you're in business. In business, there's lots of temptations. Lots of temptations, not awesome, we're not talking about gneiva, but there's a lot of business practices out there. I don't have to tell people that are in business that there's a lot of grey area things which are not that awesome or whatever, but everybody does it, and it's just general business practice, and all the frum guys do it, and it's all, you know what I'm talking about. You're right, maybe it's not awesome, but what's going to help? You're going to get the bucks anyway by not playing grey. The only halachot are reasonable. The other thing to the whole, I mean, we're saying klali, because it really is what they're holding. But klali today said, but talking for a businessman means avoiding the grey areas. Why would you want to come to Hashem? Stealing of the black areas, no one's involved in, that's for sure. Yeah, all the winter stuff everybody does. What about those grey areas? Grey areas. So what do you have to name the grey areas for? The talking means, I understand where my panos is coming from, and I can avoid the grey areas. And who decides what's grey and black? I don't know, it's also local or clever. Sometimes you have a lawyer and an accountant, you have to have a rope. I was saying, he once wanted to introduce you to a rope. Can I mean business? So before I do anything, I phone my accountant, I phone my lawyer. Why do they answer the phone? Because I pay them. Give me a rope that I can phone him whenever I want, and I can speak to whatever. I pay him the same retainer that I pay my lawyer, my accountant. I want to phone check off as well. Introduce him to someone, Baruch Hashem, that they run his business. Before he signs anything, he phones three people. And he pays the rope, the same retainer that he pays his lawyer's accountant. You're involved in multinational business deals and whatever, and borrowing, and who knows what. You're involved in business and law, and serious stuff here. Like, I don't want to make business in grey areas. You know, complete ignorance of the law. You say, yeah, but it's very complicated, I don't know, so why are you paying a lawyer? Complete ignorance, you know, of the law, and don't find your lawyer before you sign a deal. You know, don't discuss with your accountant, and, you know, get back to tax evasion or whatever. No, that you do. So how come the halakha you don't take seriously? Because you don't know where it's coming from. Yeah, but if I do that, I'm going to lose. I'm going to pay extra salary. I'm not going to make, I'm going to lose money. You can't lose money. You can't make money. You can't lose money. What you're going to get, you're going to get. The job is how you're going to, how you're going to behave. Hishtadnus eimu ma'ale v'einu merida. Hishtadnus doesn't increase and it doesn't decrease. Kim is the nice of Shaladim Ksuvim lo Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Hashanah. So the first of the Mala, your panasa is fixed from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Eisa Kafri, harviach mishtudluso yeshivat beis ha'isurim. That simple term, what he profited, his stealing, his own letter, what he got was a time to contemplate in prison. If my mom's in betrach, but she had been waited, and had trusted Hashem, v'lo ayom ishtar alazig echitzuv b'koiches atzmoy, had he not gone after getting what he wanted in his own koiches, his koiches away from Yodi, I have a cover of Shalom, but they're a cover. He would have got his letter, but they're a cover. Afilum mekatsa oile magil migal gala ademash and iktsot loy. Even if it's coming from the end of the world, he's going to get what he's going to get. Lomazoyf mashil on iktsot loy. What's not fixed for him, what's not meant for him, even if it's mamash, it's in the bag. You're not going to have it. It can be locked up in the biggest safe, whatever. Somehow it'll find a way out of there. And this, everybody knows this. Poshut for Boris. Much easier when you get what you weren't expecting than when you lose what you know. Obviously, it's easier to have the doctrine when it's working in your favor, yeah? The job he has to realize that whichever way it's working in your favor. That's the hard one, you know? When Madoff's giving you 10% a month, you know, it's the same with talking when you're losing. It's the same as Hashem. It wasn't Madoff, and it wasn't Shmadoff, and it wasn't Lehman, and it wasn't the Depression. It wasn't anything. It was on a short of that, which was determined for you. All we do the whole year is read the Megillah that was written on Rosh Hashanah. So you wake up one morning, your pension fund off, Mullah, that's gone. So on Rosh Hashanah, that's what was written. Yeah. The company that pays your pension decided to give an extra 2% this year, or take away 2% a year. That was all written on Rosh Hashanah. Not going to change. You have to live with it. That's a real tough one. Real tough one. You come home and tell your wife, I'm sorry, darling, I lost my job. With a big smile on your face, because that's what a shot, that's what's big from, like he said yesterday, you know. You're going to sleep at night knowing that the bank could take the house away tomorrow, or not take the house away, whatever, makes a difference. To me, I've got a house, I don't have a house. To me, it's all the same, it's all from just so beautiful. And it's a nice theory. Yeah? But everybody would much rather come on tonight and sleep in his bed than have to find a sleeping bag somewhere. Come on. That's a real order. But that's damn it.
Describing on the product, Marshall, and you're speaking, so you can never get anything that's coming to you.
Not only that, but you can even land up in trouble getting something that was coming to you anyway. Don't make more ishtadlus than you need.
But
if you get money that's not coming to you, then you're going to lose it. You said that already. That's what happened with the month. Good. That was Klal one. Did I say that with a say? No, they're just two different principles that are working together. The one idea is, even if you'll go and get what's yours and you'll make yishtadlus to get what's yours, more yishtadlus than you need, so then you've wasted that time. That's not sitting in jail to get what you were going to get anyway. You might have got it nasty. Yeah. The other one is, even if you'll gather more than wasn't due to you, you'll lose it. Those two can look quite happy to get the same thing, though. Right then. A freedom of course tell him begin regarding other mashim itself. So even if it has to come from the end of the world to give a person what's due to him, the normal says mashenon itself. No, gamim yetachet yode yavet mimena. And also that if a person got them and it's not due to him, he'll lose it. At the end of the day, you can't get what's not yours. So why bother getting something that's not yours? Why bother going after getting something that is yours? Makes no difference. We're bringing a raya here that you shouldn't make ishtadlus. We'll see where ishtadlus fits in. I assume he called the perek ishtadlus for the tochen, because we're going to see where there's room for ishtadlus in a world where there's tochen.
And those criminals that do amass wealth, because Hashem wants them to have their wealth here.
Either Hashem wants them to have their wealth here because he doesn't want to give them the world there, or he wants them to be the balancing force of bechira in the world, because he wants him to test you. There's certain special people that Hashem chooses to work for the Sotan. Yeah? When you look at a guy and you say, he's working, he's been so successful, he's making so much money, and he's a big gun, and look how successful, look how happy he is, look how wonderful his life is, whatever. Say, you're Sotan, wanting you to be like him. So that helps keep the Bechira balance in the world sorted out. Yeah. There are those lucky people that are chosen to be the Shliach of the Pitra. You have to be really bad to get chosen for that. You have to be really, really bad. But Hashem says, you know what, there's nothing more I can do with you, so I'm going to use you as a shliach of the Sotan. You're going to be out there to maintain levels of Bechira.
I heard one on the radio this morning.
Nothing. We assume the Baal Shem Tov was serving Hashem with a total betochen. But there is he limited his tomidos, and in that day he taught his tomidim. The Meshach Kolim Echayok, who hikdish the kach shalt al avoida atmiz, val kach hu debe b'shulchanoysa of HaKadoshim. B'shulchanoysa of HaKadoshim. He dedicated many, many days of his life to this, and a lot of time, to hours and hours, to avoid atzmi, to work on himself. And on that he spoke about on at his holy table. His holy table was Shulchanoysa of HaKadoshim. At the Tishim, I assume. Ma'isa b'chosid mitalmidav or mitalmidav etalmidav shirotza l'esolu rabbi. Story about a chosid, the Talmid of a Talmid, who wanted to go to see his Rebbe. Ulam loya ma'os mitzoyis b'kiso. He didn't have the money. He saw a gold coin, he just happened to Hashem to help him for Panosa. And he's walking, so he sees a gold coin lying in the mud. What will you do? Ah! Hashem sent me my coin. Ulam, the Lord, he didn't pick it up. And upon a shuv, and Abu Shem, and Shemaim Rabba. He turned to Hashem and said, Ribbono shel Olam, ani mevakesh mimcha, matbea enoki lelo lavot. Ah, so Panosa, you're giving Panosa in the box. What, you can't give me a clean Panosa? I better get a dirty Panosa. איזה חוסי שחי בבטוחן גובה מה שמגיע למדרגה כל גבוה, זה חוסי נפיל קצת שעה לאו לבטוחן, עד שאיבן כנתין את את יודו בבוי צבר אפס, כאילו תיבר את הנס in magic salt, כדאי להעסיק מטבעה in order to get a coin to make פנוסה, זו השתדלס שנמה לי מן המוצר. זה כמו השתדלס, אינם מלאד המייק. לפי מדרגאוסה, he's level. If I would do this, I'd be a shaitan shabashaitan. You'd be the biggest idiot in the world. You pick up and you take the coin, you wash it off.
Who said this? Oh, Shemtov?
Talmidov.
Yeah. That's the way
it happened
to the Talmud of the
Talmud. Talmud of the Baal Shemtov. ומתייך לחשור זו, העמד בתוך בשם שלך לו, את מבקוי שמניכנס בית המדרש לאומוי. So he stepped over the coin, and the midrash, and he said, I'm fooled, and Hashem is going to take care of him. שקל על האחד מכאן, אבל שם יהודי עשיר, ורואה את המטבע המנוחס בבוט. An hour later, some rich guy is walking past, and he sees this coin lying in the bot. כוערים הכינח אותו מבחוץ, שמהבוט, שנדבק בו, ומכיוון שלא היה לצריך לו, he takes up the coin, he washes it from the boat, and he decides that since he doesn't need it, hach li letait oise le'echad ne'yeshu beit ha-midrash. He decides he'll give it to one of the Osef Atloni, one of the guys sitting in beit ha-midrash learning. Kishnik nasprim ha'afkin miyad b'chosid anol, niga shalav anosem lois ha-madbaya. He sees this chosid and he gives him the coin. Ki yaka esom edaysa et dachko. Yeah, you know he's understood what a serious matzah this guy was, and so he gave it to him. שאלה חוסית, מטבע זו, מה איך נגיע לאחות? Where did you get this coin? סיפה לא אושי, שאיזה מטבע אמצה בבוץ, וכיוון שנתברך בו אישה, since he was been blessed with enormous wealth, ואין הוא זוקק למטבע, תיכלת לתת אושה לצטוקה, נפלת בגיעות לצטוקה. סיפו זה, when the story happened, it didn't happen, it's true or not, I'll tell you a story that I know did happen, very similar to this, בזמן הזה, we have a few minutes, I'll tell you, למזמוי דיקמייסן. הסיפה זה נוכח אמנו לדעת שהשתדלוס אין עם אוהי למובה. You have to know the השתדלוס makes no difference. And to make more השתדלוס is awesome. And he bent down and picked it up and washed it for him, that would be Victor's man. Like the Rosh Hashiva who doesn't want to use this hard, he's ready soap. Because it takes a long time to clean it. To know this, he uses liquid soap because that's called Victor Taylor. So for me, that's a bit silly, yeah? But for him, so to bend down and wash a coin, that's השתדלוס your temida, it's awesome. You know, you're not allowed to give up your life for minutes of your life to make more status than you're allowed to do. As Yechol Liftoich Bo Boifen Mushlam. He was able to have B'tochen Hashem B'tochen Mushlam. Okay, I mentioned we'll carry on with the Shtadlis Choyvo Roshus. That's what the Kaaba mentioned yesterday, the Shtadlis. But I want to tell you a Moedika Maisa that I heard from Rav Tet, I heard it from Mikhail Sorotsky. Mikhail told him the story and he said he knew the person that this happened to. Mikhail Choshev Rosh Hashiva and from Repet and Dr. Borth, they were both there, and they both verified the story. As much as I know the story is true, it's true. There was a certain Yid living in Yerushalayim, Yerushalmi Yid, he had to marry up a daughter, and there wasn't any money, so he does what most people do, he went to Chutzlar to raise money. And his mom was, he didn't know anything about Chutzlar, he didn't know where, what, how, he could barely speak English. But his Rav told him, he said, Chutzlar is going to marry because I'll fundraise. They bought a one-way ticket, zipped off to New York. They told him to go to a Rabbi Feinstein's Beit Midrash. And there you find his Rav and you start going around. So he arrives in America, goes to a Rabbi Feinstein's Beit Midrash, which is somewhere in Manhattan, somewhere. Upper West Side, Lower East Side. Where's your Rabbi Feinstein's Beit Midrash? Lower East Side. And he goes and he sits, goes to the booth, starts learning. One day, 2 days, people ask him, what are you doing here? He's come to collect for his daughter's customers. So they give him $1, $2, whatever. After three days, he's made a whole $15 or whatever. He took his money. So some guy comes up to him and says, listen, Rabir, you can't fundraise sitting in the dollar signs in this midrash. You have to go to a certain place, then you have to get a driver, and you have to go around knocking on doors. That's the way you can't, whatever. So he says, okay, thank you very much. He didn't know, so he goes off the way all the drivers on. He has a look and he realizes this is not for him, okay? This is a cattle market. This is not a place for a nice Jewish boy. So he decides he can't do this. This is Ishtadlis, your temi die. So he goes back to the Beit Midrash. He's sitting and learning. After a week, he realizes this is so good. It's not going so well. Finds up his wife. It's a week before Pesach. He's coming out. Wasn't Matzliach. So goes to the travel agent, he says to the woman, listen, this is how much I've got, $87 or whatever. I'd like to buy a one-way ticket to Israel. And as soon as I get back there, he says, oh, I'll send you the money for the ticket. I have the money. I'm Elich here or whatever. So she says, listen, mister, this is a travel agent, not a gemach. You give her the money, you get a ticket. No money, no gemach. No ticket. No money, no ticket. So what does he do? Goes back to his old fight. He says, okay, study. So the guy comes up to him 2 days later, or 3 days later, whatever, says, listen, what's your... He phones his wife, he says, listen, I don't know if I'll be able to pay for it. Stuck here, you know, when the money comes, I have enough money, I'll come home. The guy comes and he says, listen, what are you doing here? So he tells him his whole story. He says, look, fundraising like this, you're not going to do very well. But I know a woman, Mrs. Cohen, who lives in Park Avenue or whatever, very wealthy lady. I took someone there 2 weeks ago, and she gave him $200. I'll take you there. Maybe Mrs. Cohen will help you with $200. It'll help pay your ticket. He says, will you help me? He says, with pleasure. They go up to Mrs. Cohen's apartment. They ring the bell, whatever. They speak to the guy downstairs. She's not there. No, the phone, nothing works. As he's walking in, he sees the old lady walking carrying two packets. And he says, well, I think that's Mrs. Cohen. So he runs up to says, Mrs. Cohen, are you Mrs. Cohen? She says, yes. She says, I have my friend here from Eretz Yisrael. He's out there collecting money for his daughter's chasana. He hasn't got enough money to go home with a ticket. Can you maybe help me? So she says, wonderful, Baruch Hashem, you came. She says, come upstairs with me. You're just going to have to wait a little bit, and I'll deal with your friend. Well, Baruch Hashem, you came. Wonderful. Look at that old lady. He's a bit for sugar. They go upstairs. She says, please wait here. I'll be back in a little while. They wait 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. I don't know exactly how long. Eventually, she comes out. She gives the guy an envelope. She says, thank you so much for coming. Don't know how grateful I am. Woman's a bit nuts. Takes the envelope. They go downstairs. I says, no, open the envelope. He says, when you get back to the best midrash. Get back to the next the guy opens the envelope and he faints on the spot. Faints. The revives the guy, whatever, he wakes up, he faints. Three times they revive the guy is mum in shock. Total state of shock. So the driver says, can I look at the check? He looks at the check, I'm not sure of the figures, I'm not sure of the numbers, but it was over $500,000. It was $659,000 or whatever, and 23 cents. You know, mama's rounded off, 20, something like that, right? So the guy says, listen, you know, by name, there's something wrong here. Mrs. Cohen's obviously lost her mind. This is not normal, you understand? So he says, do you mind if I phone us? And the guy says, yeah, I don't want money, that's mine. Whatever, he's having a panic attack here, right? Phones up Mrs. Cohen, he says, Mrs. Cohen, she says, yes. He says, you know, I was at you recently and you gave my friend a check or whatever. Yes, please thank you for coming. Again, he says, listen, lady, can you remember how much the check was for? She says, I don't remember, but I'll look in my checkbook. I'll go over, look. She comes back. She tells him, 600, whatever, 23 cents. I'm out. Don't hold me to the numbers, okay? I don't remember the numbers. He says, listen, do you mind me asking, but this is a bit of a weird story. Can you explain to me what's going on here? You know, this woman's lost her mind and whatever she was. She says, very simple. I was walking home today from shopping, and I bumped into my late husband, Harry's rabbi, and he reminded me that tonight's Harry's yahrzeit. Harry died a year ago, and tonight's the yahrzeit. And I suddenly remembered that Harry, before he left, he told me what to do with all our assets. This to give away, this to sell, this to the kids, like whatever. And I'd forgotten that he told me that I must take 10% from the savings account and give it to charities in Israel. And I remember that I hadn't done it. And I didn't know how, before my Harry's yahrzeit, I was going to get this money to Eretz Yisrael. So when you came to me and said you come to fundraise from Eretz Yisrael, I was so excited to see you. So I had to go into the office and I had to sit on the phone with the bank manager to work out how much was 10% from the savings account. And that's exactly how much the 10% was. And that's the check. There's a nice savings account, you know, the little savings account. So wait a second. The driver said that the week later he took somebody else to Mrs. Cohen and got a check for $36. That was probably me, yeah?
That was your side of the government.
And the parking was $45. You know? When you find out that happened, the parking more often more than what the check was.
No, I'm like, it's a laugh to them.